Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and then we bring them to you here today on the College to Pro NFL Draft Blast platform. And with that said, we have our second Stony Brook standout today. Earlier we had Stacey Bedell, their standout running back, on the show, and now we're having their tight end, Connor Davis. And very interesting prospect. Played tight end, but I think he's pretty versatile with a lot of different things. We're going to kind of delve into that a little bit. But with that said, Connor, we appreciate you stopping by the show. How's the day treating you so far?
Thanks for having me, Bo. And the day's going good. You know, just had a full-day training right now and just back to the hotel relaxing.
Nice. And you're training out of Test with Kevin and Garen and all those guys?
Yeah. I'm up in New Jersey right now. Yeah, training out of Test. Kind of in a six-week program here.
Nice. Those guys do. I've known those guys for a long, long time, and they do a fantastic job. So I know they're going to take good care of you, and you're going to be pleasantly pleased and surprised by the outcome when you leave there. We spoke with Stacey earlier, and we might as well just joke around and get this out of the way. We always like to scorch teammates if we could get them on the shows. I asked him if there's anything I could scorch you about. He said there's really nothing. He just said, you're a great guy. I said, do you have a nickname? He goes, no, we just call him Connor. But the one thing he said, you know, you could tease him and just say, I have better hands than you. So that's all he had to say. So do you have any reply to that?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, you get out on the practice field, you know, it's, you know, I mean, Stacey's got these in hand, but, you know, when I put in the work, you know, I can catch the ball here.
Excellent stuff. And you have phenomenal size. I mean, what, 6'8", 6'7", around 270? I mean, what's your current weight right now, and what are you aiming to be during pro days and private workouts and all the things that kind of come with being a prospect?
Well, right now my height's about 6'8". You know, it's pretty much like right on the line there, 6'8". And right now my weight's at about 262. I'm kind of working on really getting my body fat down, really getting in shape in that sense. But I'm looking to go into the pro day here in March about 270.
Nice. That's perfect. And you're a very versatile kid, and I guess we'll get into that later. But in terms of, you know, you as a high school kid, I mean, when colleges started to come look at you, I mean, what were you playing in high school, and what were colleges seeking from you when you start receiving offers and things of that nature?
Well, in high school, I was a defensive end, and that was my primary position. And then I did a bit of wide receiver on offense. So
really?
You know, that's what I was being recruited as, primarily as a defensive end coming out.
Okay. And then go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, originally coming out is I wanted to come out as a defensive end. Some schools, you know, were trying to, you know, talk me into maybe going there, and, you know, they would transition me over to tackle. But, you know, I was, like, really determined, and that's when at the time I met Coach Rob Neviser for Stony Brook, who was the D-line coach and the defensive coordinator. You know, he really liked me and wanted me to be part of the defense there, which is really, a big thing that pulled me there.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Connor Davis, the standout, Stony Brook / tight end, defensive end in high school, and I know you played some other positions there as well. Kind of enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of his show in its entirety, you know it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and they'll be featured in his draft bio at collegetopro.com. We like to stay. It's your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Connor moving forward. For you, I mean, kind of talk about this college career, because I don't know if you ever got settled into exactly where you wanted to be, or if we saw as much as you could do, because you kind of, you know, you play different roles, but just kind of speak to how that, you know, transition from the defensive side to the college was, to the tight end role, because Connor, we share this. I mean, scouts know about you. They're not foolish, but we pass this off to the team. So this is your opportunity to kind of let them, you know, kind of get under the hood a little bit and find out how this thing went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. And, that's what it was. I was recruited to Stony Brook as a defensive end. You know, for my career as a whole, it ended up being kind of like, you know, all over the place, you know, going from it, you know, I was continuously moving around to kind of help the team and to benefit the team with where we, you know, to be the most successful, you know, and put us in a position to be successful with that. I mean, my freshman year, I was a defensive end. That spring ball, I moved to tight end, and I played my first eligible year at tight end as a redshirt freshman. But then after, when I showed up that next August for camp, they went ahead and we needed somebody to play defensive end for us. So come August that year, I went to defensive end. I would move back to tight end after that, that spring ball, you know, get back involved there. And then come the next season, that August, we needed somebody to play right tackle. So I went ahead, I moved to right tackle, played the entire season out there, and moved back to tight end again after that. And that's when I've pretty much been more consistently, you know, tight end the past 2 years. But two seasons ago, we hit a point a bit after midway through the season where, you know, we had some injuries go down, and the coach called me in the office, and I had to go and go both ways for a couple games to help out, going tight end and both defensive end.
Excellent, man. Excellent, man. They definitely got their money out of you. That's for sure, Connor. I mean, I always jot down notes when we do these interviews, and so I can put stuff together. You know, I think what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think 7 times. Not and then including, if I include the defensive end, tight end, swapper of the same season, that's 8 times that you were somehow in a different position during your collegiate career, Stony Brook. So that's pretty impressive stuff. So, I mean, is tight end what you're focusing on? I mean, have you got any feedback from teams? I mean, I know if you want to play in the NFL, if they wanted you to be, you know, a quarterback, you'd play quarterback. You'd do anything you could. But, I mean, do you feel most comfortable right now being a tight end?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, I feel comfortable, you know, coming out at about, you know, 270, coming out as a tight end. I had a chance to really work my blocking, really get my blocking down. You know, we were always kind of a run-heavy offense in that sense. So I was really able to work that skill set, but then also I'm able to move and, you know, and run athletic routes and have good movement in that sense with good hands. But, I mean, you know, shoot, when we get into it, you know, like you were saying, you know, wherever a team would want you, you know, you just want that opportunity. So if I needed to make a move or transition to offensive tackle, you know, put on a little more weight, then that could absolutely always be an option.
Definitely. And that's a good thing to have in your back pocket, man. I mean, the more versatility, the more skills you have, you know, it goes a long way, especially when they're trying to condense these rosters to 53 guys every Sunday. It's good to be having some skill sets that can kind of get you by. For you, I mean, you kind of touch base a little bit on it, but to kind of give you a bigger platform because we want, you know, to show you in the best light. If scouts were in a film room right now with you, they're breaking down some of your game tape. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, why would they want to spend the pick on you in your own words? And we're not saying it's a cocky thing, but what do you think they're just going to love about watching you? What are some of those things that stand out of all the positions that you've played?
Well, I mean, one of the things you put on film is my size is definitely something that could stand out right away on film, you know. but then movement-wise, you know, I'm always – you know, I like to, you know, block, you know, aggressively. And it's really, you know, kind of like effort, like throughout every single play, it's, you know, like full effort from, you know, beginning of the play to that, you know, that whistle, you know, when I'm on somebody, you know, he's my guy and, you know, I'm going all out to him. And, you know, that's something that I think can really stand out. But even something that being so versatile in my career with all the different positions is my ability to kind of pick up game plans really came into effect. You know, it's just, you know, being able to get a game plan, you know, and understand the scheme of the defense, you know, exactly how we got to attack it that week and take control.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I don't know what could, but maybe things that they can't see on film. I mean, are you a good team leader? Are you a film room junkie? Maybe a weight room warrior? What are some of the positive qualities that you bring to the table that these guys don't necessarily or, you know, they won't have the opportunity to view when they watch film that they should know about?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a big film guy. You know, I spend a lot of time in the film room. You know, this season, you know, I mean, I was in there every Monday. You know, when I'm going into it, I'd be in there from like noon to about 5 p.m. just going through all the film all that week, and then continuously kind of throughout that week. You know, like I was saying 2 seasons ago, when I moved to both offense, defensive end and tight end. I was told on a Monday that I would need to get down defensive end for that week. So, you know, I sat down and in 5 days, you know, I learned our whole defensive calls, our whole scheme, and, you know, was able to go out and be effective at both those positions come Saturday.
Dude, that's excellent stuff. Once again, Mr. Versatility from Stony Brook, Connor Davis, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. He's training out in Jersey at Test Football Academy, and that's a great place to go. Been talking to those, working with those guys for a lot of years, and Kevin and Gear and all those guys, they do a fantastic job getting these guys ready for combine prep, pro days, private workouts, you name it. If that's where you're going right now to the NFL draft, that's one of the places you want to be to get into the best possible physical condition that you can find. And also, they're going to teach you the techniques of the craft as well. Do you get comparisons to anyone, Connor? I mean, I hope you give me an answer, because I'm kind of curious on what kind of feedback you might get. But is there anyone, maybe, you know, when you're watching the games, you kind of say, hey, I think I kind of compare, you know, not and say you're better than this guy, but in terms of comparison.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's actually funny. It's when I first got here at Test, you know, and I was sitting down talking to him, and, you know, they were saying I really had a comparison to one tight end that they knew that played down in Miami for a little bit. And I'm having a hard time trying to think of the name right now that they said. It was a guy that I really wasn't familiar with. But, you know, but they drew strong comparisons in there as being like a tall guy, you know, big guy, really good blocking tight end, but also, you know, able to kind of, you know, effectively go out and run routes, you know, and, you know, catch the ball in that sense. You know, I mean, a tight end that going back a little bit for the Ravens that I always liked watching was Todd Heat. You know, and you know, that's a guy that was able to, you know, come out, block really well. And then, I mean, he was just, you know, maybe not the fastest guy, you know, out in the field, you know, in that sense, but he was fast for his size, athletic for his size, and able to run good routes and just really go up and get the ball when he needed to.
Yeah, definitely. Missed seeing Todd Heat play. He was one of the great ones. Once again, Connor Davis here on the C2P. Before we let you go, man, I can't believe we're almost out of time, man. There's so much to talk about, but these shows go so fast. Before we let you go, though, we always like to wrap things up with some lighthearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, now, Coach Priori, we asked this to Stacy as well. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, no, there was a couple guys that, you know, that they did some good impersonation. I don't know if they'd ever do it in front of him. I mean, you know, one guy for us that would do it all the time is this guy named Rizzo who used to play offensive line for us. And I don't think he would ever do it in front of him, though. No.
That's exactly what Stacy said. Stacy said the same thing. He goes, nobody would do it in front of him. So I was getting laughed at.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just think it's fun. You know, it's just fun when the coaches kind of have that mentality where you're like, hey, we'll scorch them, but we're not going to scorch them in front of them. How about this one?
Yeah,
I think
we'll do it in private.
Gentlemen. Yeah, do it in private. That way nobody has to run laps or, you know, do sprints or anything, and you guys can have a funner laugh and not be get that evil eye. How about this one, Connor? Female celebrity. If you could invite any young lady to lunch, who are you going to invite?
Female celebrity. For me, it would have to be Emma Watson.
Nice. It's gotten some different names today. That's great. I get the same names. Like, you know, like Stacy said Kylie Jenner before the baby, he said. And then you got the Emma Watson. I get Rihanna and Beyonce so much, it just becomes like, you know, I almost hate Hatton asking the question, but we always tally up the names and give a winner at the end of the year. Beyonce's won like 9 out of the last 10 years, and Rihanna got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I mean, they're beautiful women, but it's just, you know, nonetheless.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know,
all of them.
Yeah, all of them. And how about this one? Your shoes, your spikes, your cleats. If you could have any idea or any theme painted on there, what kind of theme would you want?
That's a little bit tough. I don't know. For me, I might have to go maybe a little patriotic on that one. You know, kind of like, you know, maybe American flag, little stars and stripes. You know, that I kind of like that look, especially for a football game.
Excellent, man. Nothing wrong with that, representing the USA. And then the final one, since you're training a Test, and those are my guys, and we like to scorch them when we can. If you could put Gear or Kevin through one of the workouts that they've put you through so far, which one are you going to pick, and what are you going to do to them?
For me, it would actually have to be kind of what we did today. You know, Thursdays is our like heavy volume day, and so we do upper body, and it absolutely just leaves you exhausted at the end of the day. I mean, almost everything you do is like 4 sets, maximum reps for 30 seconds, and I mean, you can't feel a thing like upper body wise after.
So would you do both of them? If you could pick one, who are you going to put through it?
It would have to be Kevin.
I love it, man. Hey, Connor, we appreciate you coming on, and I'm excited about you. I really am. I think you're an intriguing prospect, and I can't wait to find out how this thing shakes out for you. I think you're really going to pique the interest of a lot of teams just because of your size and your skill set. But with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by on the C2P.
Absolutely. You know, thank you, and thank you for having me. You know, it was great.
Oh, no, once again, Connor Davis, the standout, and, man, you got to love the way this kid just went at it for his team. I mean, playing all those positions, I mean, never going to be questioned on if he's a selfish player because that's definitely not the case. I mean, this kid is all in on helping the team and sacrificing his own, sometimes probably abilities to, you know, maximize things. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to help him knowing all the positions. If you want more Connor Davis, simply log on to College of Pro, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.